Meantime, I saw a really alarming tweet yesterday, okay? I did not know women participated in this sort of thing. Here's what the tweet said from someone that I follow. It said, men have no shave November, women have no shave winter. It's like a sweater for your legs. You've got to be kidding me. Is this something that you do as well, practice no shaving in the winter just because you can get away with it? Because ladies can obviously wear pants a lot more instead of the summer when it's, you know, sunny and 85 out?
Well, I have a boyfriend now. I'm not trying to have celibate winter, so no, I try to actually keep shaving.
Nobody wants to practice that.
No, but the thing is, I think that as a woman, you can get away with it more because, yeah, you're not wearing mini skirts and shorts everywhere. I personally don't do it. I don't like how it feels. I think it's, I don't feel like looking like Sasquatch is really fun, but you can get away with it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. There have been times in the past where I'm sure I've gone an extra day or two just because I was feeling lazy and I was like, well, I'm not leaving the house today, so what's the point? But overall, no.
Look,
not for me personally.
Look, I get it. I'm sure shaving your legs is not fun to do on a daily basis or every other day. I don't even like shaving my face. If I don't have to shave my face, I will not. You know, I trim it with the clippers or whatever. Yeah. So I get that. But in a way, I'm like, how long does this go on? Do women not actually shave their legs in winter? I couldn't believe it.
Not all winter. Could you imagine? Like, you'd have to call a hedge trimmer in to handle that. Like, you wouldn't be able to shave at the end of winter.
It looked like LMFAO is hanging out on your legs. That's what it would look like, Rachel.
Old man winter.
Good morning. Do you participate in not shaving in the winter?
Yes, I do, actually. It saves a lot of time getting ready and stuff when you don't have to worry about it, because shaving your legs takes a lot. So when I'm wearing pants or most of the time, and yeah, I don't.
What is the longest you've ever gone without shaving your legs?
Probably a month.
A month and a half?
Yeah.
You've not shaved your legs for a month and a half before?
Yeah.
Do you have a man in your life?
No. If I did, that would probably be different, but no.
See, I was going to say, if you have a man in your life, I don't know if you could get away with it as long. You know, I think a guy would say something. Mine would. He will check. Like, I can't get away with it now because he'll, like, feel my leg real fast. And if I shave, like, 2 days ago, he'll be like, And I'm like, damn.
Really?
Like,
he's already saying that?
Yeah. I'm like, why you got to do me like that?
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Are you part of the No Shave Team 2 in January and February?
Yeah, because when you get goosebumps, it makes your hairs grow.
That's exactly what the tweet said
that
I read.
Is that true or is that a fable? I wonder. I don't know.
She just said it must be true.
If you have goosebumps and you feel your legs, you feel like a little prickly stuff.
I was like, well, is that because the hair's all standing up or something? I don't know. I'm confused.
Plus, you have long pants on anyway.
Yeah.
So
if I don't want to shave, I just wear pants. But other than that, I have to keep it right. And that's only like desperate times.
Keep it right.
Okay? If I
keep
have a plan
tight.
And I have to go out, then I'm like, okay, it's pants or leggings.
Well, sometimes you do it intentionally so you don't make a bad decision later on when you're out.
Oh, I have heard that before too. And now,
yeah.
Now we're really speaking the truth here. This is what I'm talking about.
Well, apparently I need to stop shaving then because I'm the queen of making poor decisions in life.
It definitely makes you think twice. You know, you're with a guy and you're like, oh, I haven't shaved. I just, you know, I'll play the good girl role.
I have heard of this before that ladies will do this to make sure they don't hook up with a guy later on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then later on you play the card, well, I wanted to wait and we didn't need to get to know each other. You know, it's kind of test the guy.
Speak the truth. Hey, thank you for the call.
No problem. Have a good morning.
My head is about to explode with all the knowledge that we've learned the last 2 minutes about shaving and what women can get away with as far as not hooking up at night.
Oh, I know. It's crazy, right?
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.